Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. A lot of us are doing our holiday shopping, so I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting a ton of packages delivered to my house. Have you guys ever had a package stolen from your doorstep?
Knock on a microphone? No, I have not. In my house, my front door is very visible. Like, you pull up to my house, you see, like, hey, here are the packages. There's no bushes to hide it behind. But knock on wood, I've never had a package stolen.
Have you ever had one stolen, Steph?
I get trouble all the time with our Amazon packages, our Nike packages. There's always something, at least every other day. It's either it's left in your mailbox and it's not. Or we have this Luxor package where you put in the code and it's not in there. So we consistently have to find someone if it was like at a different apartment number or if it's with the front desk people. But almost all the time, we're struggling with boxes.
There's, I guess, 210 million packages were stolen from Americans this year. And I know, like, that's a ton of packages. And you always see those videos, like, on TikTok and of people stealing packages. And apparently, they say that the worst cities for package theft are Denver, San Francisco, and Salt Lake City. So no Las Vegas in the top 10. But I'm always on the lookout. Whenever I get the notification there's movement on your doorstep, I'm always like, who is that? You know, is it a package thief? I had a package thing happen a couple of days ago. I ordered this package for my husband for his birthday, and there were two things in there. There was like a sweatshirt, and there was like a regular like workout shirt. And when I got the package, it was like in one of those environmentally safe envelopes. It was like a big poofy envelope.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed it was kind of ripped and there was tape on it. And I'm like, oh no. So I open it and the sweatshirt there, which was the most valuable item, was there, but the other shirt was not. So I don't know if it just got ripped and fell out or if someone took it and then they tried to tape it back up, but it was not in there. I was really upset.
Was there like an order slip saying it was in there?
No, Nike doesn't put order slips in their thing anymore. So I called them and I was like, hey, I'm missing this. Didn't even question me. And he's like, okay, I have both coming back out to you. And I'm like, no, I got the sweatshirt. Like the sweatshirt is fine. I just need the other one. And he's like, wow, I'm really surprised you didn't take the sweatshirt too. I was like, well, that's bad karma. I don't want that. I don't want your bad karma.
That is, you ever send cash for someone's birthday or like a gift card? I always have a fear of doing that. You mail someone, because you hear about that too. Like someone opens up a mailbox and they just rip open a birthday card because there's either cash or a gift card in there. So I'm always like, I'm always paranoid if I'm sending like a family member a gift card. And I don't do cash, but I'll do gift cards. And if it's a bulky envelope, they say if it's in a mailbox, someone pop that thing open, tear it open and just take the gift card and go.
That happened to my sister. I sent her and her husband two Nordstrom gift cards 1 year, bulky envelope.
Uh-huh.
She sends me a picture of the card and it's all taped. She goes, I don't know if you sent it like this. I'm like, oh, but here's what I did. I called Nordstrom. They still had on record of me buying the gift cards. They canceled those gift cards and sent two new ones directly to her.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool. I just wanted to be there when the person tried to use them. Like,
I'm going to start doing that, though. I'm going to send a birthday card, but tear the envelope and tape it up. And so they open it, be like, hey, it arrived like this. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Was the gift card missing too?
You really don't want to give those gifts anymore, huh?
Darn it.
Very smart.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Friday. And everyone should do a random act of kindness for someone today, because it sounds like you were on the receiving end of it, Steph. And I mean, this was a total stranger or was it someone you knew?
No, total stranger. It was right in front of our leasing office. Me and my husband, James, we went to go park. And James loves to get the iced coffee there. We have a little dispenser. He goes, let me grab some coffee really quick. He gets out the car and he goes around and he says, oh, babe, you have a flat tire. I'm like, oh my gosh, we've been driving with a flat tire this whole time. So I'm like, you know what? Let's not worry about it yet because we're still in our apartment. We could just drive it over and get our other car. But in the process of that, he goes in to the leasing office, gets a coffee, and a stranger walks completely out, and he's parked right next to us. And he goes, hey, did you know that you have a flat tire in your car? I was like, yeah, you know, unfortunately, we just found out, and we're actually going to go switch cars out right now. He goes, I actually have, if you want, a automatic tire pump. I was like, what? I've never heard of these portable little things. He's like, if you want, you know, you can always use it. We just moved in and be nice Aww. To know a neighbor. And I'm like, oh my God, I'd love to. So I said, let me wait for my husband to come out. He's the one that does all this stuff. So James comes out. I said, hey, babe, this nice guy is willing to offer up his pump. And because of our flat tire, he goes, oh my gosh, absolutely. He's pumping our tire. And it's one of those things where you connect into like the, what's the thing?
The cigarette outlet one? Yeah, I got one. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's the most coolest thing.
It takes forever, but it's really cool.
It did, and we were getting to know the guy while this thing was pumping.
It's going to take a long time, but it works.
It does. It does work, and he was so sweet. He's one of our new neighbors, and honestly, I feel kind of bad because I forgot his name already.
Oh, no. But you know what? I learned two things. You have the coolest apartment complex ever, people who do things like that, and you have iced coffee in the office. What the heck?
I know. This is why we got the place. We're like, oh, they got iced coffee.
And that's free coffee for everyone?
It's free coffee. It's you can get hot coffee, iced coffee, and it's in the lobby. And you can have we have a little fridge, has an ice dispenser and everything.
Okay, is it good? Because when I worked at the rental car place, we had fruit punch that was free. And, you know, you land, you come to value rent a car, you're thirsty, you see this big fruit punch machine. But the way they would make it, it would be like the garden hose out back. We dump the mixture in a bucket. I wouldn't touch the stuff. But people, so good. Is it good coffee?
It's great coffee.
Really?
It is awesome. I personally don't drink it just because it only comes with like the very sugared creamers.
Oh.
And I don't really do sugared creamers anymore. But James, you'll be like, 4 pumps of French vanilla, please.
Man, I want to go there. That is cool. In my leasing office, when I lived in an apartment complex, like they had a candy bowl and it was always the worst candies. It was the candies that looked like they were strawberries.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what are those? Like the strawberry wrapped and then the butterscotch discs. I was like, okay, does my grandma run this leasing office? What's going on here?
Hey, I love those strawberry ones.
Oh my God. They're the worst. They're the worst.
More often.
In your leasing office, would you go? Because I remember when I lived in the last apartment, I would go down and bring my check every month. Hi. Yeah. And hand my check over. They give me little receipt. Thank you.
That's what
Bye.
I did. He'd write out the receipt.
Yes.
And tear it out of his book. Here you go.
Our apartment complex is really cool too. They'll do like prizes. Like guess how many candies are in this jar and you'll get like $100 off rent.
What?
Yeah. I've never gotten the amount of candies though. I don't know how many are in that jar.
We need to go back into apartment living.
I know.
It's been way too long. I mean, we were like literally writing out checks and we were using like feathers and dipping them in ink and writing them out.
And praying they would clear too. He cashed this next Friday, please.
Mix 94.1.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
We're going old school. Come on now.
It's a retro version of the Oh Wow Wheel. No, actually, it's not. But we are doing a retro version of categories this week. We've all come up with our own categories, and we're going to kind of, run through them throughout the next couple of weeks. So this is going to be fun. We did this last time. I thought it was great. And so we're going to do it again. Are you guys all ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's
spin the wheel, Mercedes.
Wheel. Woo!
Nice. The excitement level.
I actually got to spin it for the first time in months. It's been a long
it's
time.
It's been years, maybe.
And it just landed on JC.
All right.
So not only are we going to find out your song, we're also going to find out your category. But if you get a veto, it's moving to my song and my category.
Okay.
Steph, you have the power of veto. Okay. So here we go. What do you got?
Do I start playing the song or do you give the category
tell
first?
Tell us the category first.
Okay. The category is songs about having fun.
Oh, gosh, I already know what song.
Wait a second.
I know the song, too.
You're the inspiration for it, Mercedes.
What?
Because over the weekend, I'm sitting there scrolling through social media, and up on the Mix account pops Mercedes. You're at Mike Lee Mendon Diamond Jewelers.
Yes.
Dancing around with your beautiful jewelry line, and the song that's playing is this one. And I'm like, this is the best thing ever on social media. So
I can't take credit. Steph is the one who made that.
And then you know what? I thought of you, JC, while doing the video. So you know what? It doesn't get the veto today.
Yeah! Yay!
Yeah! I love the 80s. I love that song. The category for me, songs about having fun. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun on Mix 94.1.
Okay, did not get the veto. Steph had veto power this week. If it did get the veto, it would have moved to my category.
Mm-hmm.
My category, since we've been talking about it a lot, and I'm really into it, K-pop groups.
Who is this?
Groups or singers. So I chose Lisa from Blackpink and her song Money.
Oh, I love this because the next 2 weeks, I'm going to have this category at some point.
Yep.
And Steph, you're going to have this category at some point as well. That's what makes this so special. Okay, that's good.
This is very exciting. Oh, man. I think this is the first time that we ever played Money on this station. I'm so excited about it. Okay, Steph, if you would have gotten the chance, what would your category be and what was your song?
Okay, I'm laughing because when I found out your song, Mercedes, it's a different category. But we chose the same song.
No.
What? How is possible?
Just because I guess we're on the same vibe here this whole week. But my category this week was songs that you've had on repeat this year. Since it's coming to the year, you know, the year's ending. Everyone's doing their Spotify Wrapped and stuff. One of my songs on my top five was Money by Lalisa.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be fun. So our new categories to play with, which we're going to shuffle next week, are songs about having fun, K-pop singers or groups, and songs you've had on repeat this year.
The beautiful thing is I can do Cyndi Lauper one more time.
Oh, my gosh. For sure. For sure.
Which one. It's not the K-pop one, is it?
All right. So shuffling, that means you're going to get K-pop, Steph.
Okay.
JC, you're going to be songs that you've had on repeat.
Okay.
And I'm going to do songs about fun next week.
All right. We do it again next week.
Let's just pick our same three songs. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. You know there's a new service or like some petition going on that's asking Will and Jada Smith to stop talking about their sex life.
It has like 50,000 signatures online. It's the real thing.
Everyone says they don't care about Will and Jada anymore. So
I mean,
they
say a lot. And I mean, I commend them for being so open about their relationship. But sometimes I'm like, oh, wow, does she know you just told us this, or does he know you just said this?
He just said something a couple weeks ago because he has a book coming out. And it was in an interview. He talked about he was a teenager, had a girlfriend, getting busy in the kitchen of his parents' house. And like his mom or dad like walked in on him getting busy in the kitchen.
I saw that. It was his mom.
Was his mom?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Have you been in that situation?
Oh. With Will Smith, no, I have not. I don't know him.
I was in a situation where Will Smith's mom walked in on me. I'm like, Mrs. Smith, what are you doing here?
Yeah, have your parents ever walked in on you, though? Seriously? Like, and it doesn't have to be like the whole, you know, everything like he did. But maybe you were just being kind of intimate or, you know, snuggling or something like that. And then your parents walked in.
Okay, let's go around the room. Steph, you go first.
Oh, gosh, me first. Oh, darn it. I don't think they've ever caught me in the act. I think they've overheard, but they've never seen. The only, I guess,
oh,
biggest...
Oh, man, overheard?
How loud are you guys?
I don't think they heard me. I think they heard
James? Who?
Objects.
Wait, what?
Like the squeaky sounds.
Oh, like the bed?
Like the rubber ducky in the room.
I'm thinking it's James. Like, James, you got to keep it down with his family in the house.
No. Just that's like kind of the most that they've ever heard. Never seen. But the thing that they have seen that I wish they didn't was I was messing around also in the kitchen, and James and I used to... flash each other and like with the booty and we did it and I did it first in my kitchen. I thought no one was in the kitchen living room area. I thought everyone was in the rooms, and then my dad passes by and he goes, whoa, that's something your dad doesn't want to see.
Oh, really? He
and
saw your
like,
bum?
He's on my boobie. He's on
your booty.
Oh, not my booty. He's on my booty, not my boobie.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Booty or booby?
Booty.
Booty.
The butt. He saw my butt. And it's like the weirdest thing. And never forget that. But he's never walked in on me. But that's the one thing that I do remember that he has seen of me.
Nudity with your parents is when you're an adult is very weird. You have to be careful about that.
So you and Matt, are you in a past lover?
No, I'm trying to think. It's been the opposite. I've walked in on my parents before. We've talked about that. And that's Like, I'm still traumatized by it to this day. It's just, I've told the story a million times, but I asked if I could stay up late one night to watch Saturday Night Live. And I walked in and I just saw my dad's butt and I was like, oh, I go, Mom, Dad, can I? And then I heard my dad go, oh, and he said a curse word. And then all of a sudden I was like, not realizing what was happening at the time. And then I went back downstairs. I was like, okay, I'll just take that as a yes. And then the next morning my dad said, I want to talk to you about what you saw last night.
Dad, it was just an episode of Wayne's World that was on SNL. We talk about anything else.
I totally changed the subject. I go, I'm sorry I woke you guys up. It was so dark in there. I didn't realize you were
smart.
Sleeping. And he's like, yes, yes, don't do that again. Yes. And
very
I was like,
tired,
oh.
I'm very cranky when you wake me up.
How about you?
Well, it wasn't my parents. It was a girl that I was dating. Her grandfather walked in on us. Like we were, and he was of an older age and mentally was not all there.
Oh.
And we were at her grandparents' place and just kind of, you know, doing our thing. And I didn't, he literally opened the door and was standing there. And I hear the girl that I'm dating go, Grandpa, get out of here. And I look up, I'm like, Grandpa, get out of here. Okay. And he left. And so, but we didn't have to worry about a thing because of his, you know, may he rest in peace, his mental state. But he was standing there. I think he was confused. He was looking for the bathroom or something.
Aww.
But he's just standing there. The girl I was with. Grandpa! Oh, it's Grandpa! Get out of here! Okay.
You're like, man, I've never been called Grandpa before.
That's a new one.
Daddy, yes.
I know I'm a couple of years older than you, honey, but seriously, Grandpa? You got a Grandpa fetish? And the next day, I remember, because the next day, he didn't say anything. It was just, he was just not really fully aware of what was happening.
Oh, well, that's good. So you just play it off like it never happened.
Grams, how's it going? Pass the juice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Grandpa. He was a sweet man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.